Okay, so now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, what are your thoughts on the senior night?
Senior night was such an incredible night. You know, it's so awesome to be back in front of our home crowd for one last regular season meet, you know, and just to be out there with the team and just soak it all in and enjoy every moment. It was a night that we'll never forget.
There was a lot of kind of pressure on you in the meet, having to follow up several falls. How did you handle that, and how did you help some of the other younger gymnasts like Sabrina Schwab, who was right before you on floor? How did you kind of how did you deal with it, and how did you help them so that you guys did so well?
Yeah, I think we just try not to focus on what happened before, and we just try to, you know, not change anything and just go up there and do what we do every time and, you know, trust our training and trust our mental choreography. And I think that's what helped the most. And, you know, us older girls just kind of tried to remind the younger girls just to, you know, it's nothing different. Just go out there and do what you do every day and everything will be just fine.
Was it kind of extra sweet to get the victory over Georgia? They're a longtime rival, and they were the only team that beat you guys more than once last year.
Yeah, I think it was like a good way to cap off the night, you know, getting to win our last home meet of the season, and, you know, especially on senior night. So I think it was a really fun to cap off the meet like that.
So obviously you ended with the 10, and it was the biggest score for the team. Does that kind of give you guys a confidence boost heading into the Pac-12 championships?
Definitely. I think, you know, we took another huge step forward this past weekend, and it's just going to give us more confidence and, you know, more ability to trust our training and trust our teams and just go into Pac-12s and do what we do every day and what we have been doing in the meets prior.
Is there anything that you yourself feel like you still need to work on moving forward, and what might it be?
Yeah, I think just for a lot of us, it's just continuing to, you know, sharpen up our mental choreography and, you know, just adding a few things in that can give us a half a tenth every or a quarter of a tenth, you know, because it all adds up in the end. And so I think just tightening things up both mentally and in our routines, just a little bit of small things can go a long way. And I think that's what we're really focusing on.
This season overall has gone really well for you. Did you kind of before the season expect it to go like this, or has it exceeded your expectations on your performance this year?
You know, going into the season, I knew it was my last season, so I just really wanted to enjoy every moment and soak everything in, you know, and not look back and have any regrets. So I think that's what has helped the most, you know, just going out there and just not getting caught up in the what-ifs, you know, but just really enjoying the moment and being with my team and, you know, being there for them and having them there for me.
After the last meet, Coach Farden said that you're like a snowplow, being from the Midwest,
yeah,
and you just put your head down and outwork everybody. Do you think that that's true, and do you like being compared to a snowplow?
I mean, it's a first. It's definitely a first, but it was in a good way, so it was good. But yeah, I think, you know, just from the gym I came from too, like, that was always the main emphasis was it's not how good of a gymnast you were, it's just, you know, working hard and giving it your all, and then whatever happens will happen. So I think, you know, having that growing up and having that mentality, you know, over the years has really helped, like, helped me persevere and, you know, just shown what hard work can do and, you know, taught me good work ethic. So
in the Pac-12s, you're going to get another shot at UCLA, who's the only team to defeat you. Is there revenge on your mind, and how do you kind of at the same time focus on it's not just about UCLA, but it's about everything?
Yeah, exactly. We just actually talked about that in practice yesterday, that, you know, we have to remember that it's not just going against UCLA. There are a lot of other good teams, you know, that have been doing really well this year, so we can't get caught up in the idea of just going against UCLA again. You know, we have to just keep our heads and our minds in the game and, you know that anyone could pull out anything and just go in there and do our thing and, you know, just show them what we can do and leave it all out on the floor and see what happens.